Hi, I'm Mallory Campbell, certified master coach, here to show women how to become the fully activated, sovereign, quantum queens of their own life. And welcome to my podcast, Permission to Activate. On this show, you'll learn how to reclaim your true identity, shed the self-limiting beliefs standing in your way, do the work, and step into becoming a fully embodied woman changing the world. It starts with giving yourself permission. Permission to be imperfect, to own your brilliance, to not have all the answers, to be more than a wife or a mom, to let go of negative energy and sometimes people, to shine more brightly, all to support you activating into who you truly are. Are you ready to paint your vision for an authentic life on your terms and finally fully embody it? You have permission. Let's activate.
Welcome back to the Permission to Activate podcast. I'm all thrown off. I don't have a microphone. You're sitting here with me. This is weird. You're going to say something? I'll introduce you.
Yeah.
Okay. This is an audible thing. Like, you have to speak. I'm sitting here with my husband, Jeremiah Campbell.
Yes.
And it's like we're back into the destined to be days.
Yes.
Except I feel like it's your first day.
Listen, usually you would introduce your guest. I'm just saying.
I know, but it's weird. Like, we have the camera set up, so you're going to see some video content. And then he told me the camera adds 10 pounds as soon as he set out the camera. So there was like a little, you know.
You were making that face. So this
I was make. Face. I was making a face. Yes. I did post it to Instagram as well. But it feels really weird to have free hands and no microphone.
I did tell you I could keep your hands occupied.
You did tell me that. And I said, pass. I'm not going to do that right now. You're the first man to come on the show. How do you feel about that?
Oh, it's just...
No, to be for real. Don't be like douchey about it.
Wow.
Sorry if that came off rude. But yeah. I feel like, tell me how you really feel about it.
I feel wonderful about it. I think it's a beautiful show. I'm a listener. I'm a fan.
He is the one man who listens besides the editor.
There might be other men. Yeah.
I don't know if there's any other men listening to the podcast, but thank you for tuning in and listening every week. So if you don't know, if you're a newer listener to the show and you haven't gone back 2 or 3 years with us with Destined to Be, you can listen to 200 plus episodes of me and you together co-hosting the show.
It was like 4 years.
It wasn't 4 years.
We started in 19.
And then when did we end it? 2023. 19, 2020. How many years is that? I feel like it hasn't been that long. We have over 200 episodes, I think, over on that show. So if you want like some more context, really get the vibe for your story and everything you've been through, you can go back and listen to the Destined to Be podcast. However, welcome to Permission to Activate.
Well, thank you for having me.
And I'm really excited to have you here, even though we live together.
I'm excited to be here.
And it took a minute to set it up here because we're actually redoing the office downstairs to be the podcasting space. But right now we have, it looks like we are shooting some kind of inappropriate videos up here in the bonus room. There's lights and cameras and like all of this audio equipment.
And it's your bed that's there.
We have we call it the Zen Den. That's where we record right now in our bonus room space. And there is like a mat. This sounds like there's a mattress pad on the floor, but it's like meant to be on the floor. It's very like, it's like a meditation.
Yeah, I posted, space. I like posted as I was recording in here. Couple of weeks ago, and I had like 15 people within like 3 minutes be like, what the fuck are you doing OnlyFans? Because I just spun around and the lights and the camera and then the bed, there were like sheets. Yeah,
you have way different like friends over. I don't feel like I would get that if I would have posted
two
that.
Of them
I
were post police up officers
the huh
two of them were police officers so
what does that mean? Does that matter?
Yes, it matters. I mean, who knows? You're trying to, you know, throw shade at my followers.
I'm not. I'm just like, I have a lot more women on my page. You'd be like, I don't know, whatever. It doesn't matter. Anyways, the reason why I wanted to have you on the podcast, number one, I reference you, I think, in every episode. Did you notice?
Yes,
you
I did. Yeah.
I talk about you all the time.
Thanks.
You're welcome. And so I have so many women in my community, a lot of them that you've met, part of the previous coaching groups that I would do or other events in person that you would make an appearance at. So you've met a lot of the women who are in my community and a lot of new women who are listening to this show. And a big part of what we go through, especially as women, is when you start to rise, we're really going to get into your supporting role as a husband, or maybe if you have a boyfriend or a partner, whoever is in your life, when you start to grow and expand, what that really looks like on the other end of it from the masculine standpoint, like of the husband or the boyfriend or whoever is in your life. I really want you to go deep go deep, balls deep. I said that on the last episode because we're going balls deep in this challenge I have. And when this episode rolls out, we're going to be right in the middle of the challenge. And go deep on really what your experience is in that. Like, take it from wherever you want to start.
Yeah. Slap your cheeks. I love it.
Slap my cheeks.
Slapping cheeks. That's what I said. What? Balls deep, slapping cheeks. Huh?
Balls deep, slapping cheeks.
Yeah, so depend. I mean, it really depends on your significant other, and what their role in the relationship, but also how they show up in the world. It's almost like, what are you looking for as a woman out of your significant other?
Okay.
Right? Like, are you having these discussions with your significant other, mm-hmm. and saying, hey, this is where I'm going. I would like to invite you, because if you have a significant other, I don't know if there's anybody else in the world out there that's more dedicated to personal growth and development than me. So when you enter into something, I see it, I acknowledge it, I champion it, I love it. And it wasn't always like that, but really when your significant other starts to change and grow, it doesn't matter what side of the spectrum you're on, male or female, it's very scary. Mm-hmm. And if your significant other isn't doing their own work and have their own journey, I mean, it's one of the scariest things that I've ever been through was when I started to change. I didn't think about it as like, hey, I'm starting to change. I just thought like I wanted to create and build something different. And then your partner, if they're not willing to grow and change, you guys will grow apart. Mm-hmm. Right? So, mm-hmm. So being on the same path as each other, understanding, acknowledging, giving, you know, the other person space to grow, to change, to fall over themselves and do whatever it does that we do when we enter into the fucking, enter into the shadow work and really start, you know, questioning everything. I mean, your whole paradigm shifts when you really get into it. And if you're just toe-tattling in and you're not actually, you know, diving in and you're in that purgatory state, it's very challenging.
No toe-tattling.
No, slapping cheeks.
Slapping cheeks. Balls deep, slapping cheeks. I'll have them put an explicit on this episode for sure, because we can have slapping cheeks in the car with the kids. But
I should trademark that.
You should trademark slapping cheeks. I like it. Okay. Anyway, so let's go back into this, because what I would love your perspective on is, let's say a woman is entering into personal development, joins a program, joins a group, goes on a retreat. What are some things that the woman can really communicate and ask of her partner in support? Like, what would feel good to you? Like, if I was going on a retreat, like go back 5 years when I would leave for network marketing events or wherever else I would be going, and she's really starting to grow, have new connections, doing some deep inner work and really starting to evolve. When I came home, or if the woman's coming home, what would feel good, like conversation wise, because I have gone about it in many ways, not all that were always the greatest. I would either come home and be like super low, super high. Like, what would that conversation look like? Like, what do you need when a woman comes out of something like that, like out of an experience, what would feel good to you to open up a conversation?
I mean, to start, it would be, of course, communication, but it's off the beginning before, you know, you're signing up. You should be getting your partner's engagement and involvement, even if they don't approve of it. You know, you say, hey, this is something for me.
How do you massage that? I'm going to pause that. Like, what if the significant other, the husband, spouse is like, I don't know what you're doing. Like, I don't understand this. I don't know. Do whatever you want. Like, how do you respond to something? Like, what would you say to the woman as the man? Well, that was you.
In order to be an effective leader, you have to meet people where they are. Mm-hmm. And so if your significant other doesn't want to even acknowledge or embrace the conversation, you probably got bigger problems than that anyways. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to go up to somebody and say, hey, you know, that's a huge communication breakdown, to where if your significant other can't respect you, your husband can't respect you enough to, you know, honor and say, okay, I don't get it, I don't understand it, but whatever it is that it is, I'm interested to know. Because if you have a partner, those are bids, right? They are seeking your validation, seeking your approval. They're seeking at least a neutral ground to say, hey, you're supporting me in what I'm going through because it's very challenging. So to combat that, I mean, a conversation, number one, and if they can't have that, meet them where they are. What do they like to do? What does your husband like to do? If he likes to go fishing or something, go fishing with him. I'm not a fisher. Go fishing with him and try to have the conversation when he's in his element, just like we do with our kids. You get down, you play with them, and they'll start to open up to you. And so, you know, we're just children in grown-ups' bodies. So try some of those different techniques to really get in. If they like certain things, make them a special dinner. Do something. I'm not saying this is the only thing, but do something to meet that individual where they are, to feel comfortable, to open up, so then you can get what you're looking for.
Okay, so you're saying put them in their element and not have the conversation when it's like pick up and drop off time at school or like chaos is happening and like you don't have a time to talk.
Yeah, I mean, you got to show them the advantage, mm-hmm. right? Like everybody wants to win. Everybody wants to be successful. But if when you can show your significant other what it's going to look like, model it, start being that positive person. What are you going there to, on the retreat for? Are you going to grow? What are you going to do? And how is it going to benefit me as the husband if you go somewhere mm-hmm. on a trip? Like mm-hmm. yeah, I can hold the fort down, I can do whatever you need to do, go mm-hmm. but like if you modeled and showed me exactly what it's gonna look like when I get home, I mean, sex works too, I mean, blowjobs, like you can, like those are always very kind and very nice for your husband to receive.
Yeah,
you know, those things, like, hey, like I'm gonna be more of a free flowing woman. I'm gonna be more exciting. I'm gonna be more spontaneous, mm-hmm. and I'm gonna help shake up this marriage that's kind of still stale, whatever, and really just really bring life back into it. And if you can show your partner that, they're gonna be like, yeah, go every week. Like, go. Like, I need you gone.
I need you gone.
I need yeah. you to go.
No, that's a really good point because I feel like so often with couples, the conversations sometimes just happen when you find it convenient. Like both of you are just standing in the kitchen. You're like, hey, let me bring this thing up. But one of you is, you know, way up here, like feeling anxiety or stress or overwhelmed. So you're really saying set up the space to be a neutral time.
Let's be honest though. What are you really doing instead of having that conversation though?
What do you mean?
Like in your head.
Overthinking.
Yeah. Like, so your women listener, yeah, they're overthinking, but what are they doing? They're creating stories.
Yes.
In loops mm-hmm. based upon what? Mm-hmm. The past, mm-hmm. right? And so if you're really going to go to a retreat to try to be different, like you should start doing that different now before you even go, because men do it too. We just get caught in these loops where the emotions of the past are going to hold us and create the future. We're creating from a place of fear. So it's like, okay, cool. Now, most of the time, people, especially on their first retreat, aren't knowing what they're going for. They're just like, mm-hmm. there's a spark, there's a hope, there's something there that I want. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping by proximity, I'm able to experience that, right? That's the hope of a retreat.
Yeah, and a lot of times when you say yes to either a container, a mastermind, a retreat, a program, whatever it is that you're doing, the moment that you say yes, for a lot of people, you're already activated into that next level because you're opening the door. Mm-hmm. So you're already saying yes to what's to come. And for some people, you can start to feel the energy shift right away when that happens. But you really want to be careful and mindful of that, that you continue that growth, you know, over the time until you get there to where you can really be open to receive whenever that experience or program, or even if you're reading a book or listening to a podcast for the first time, to be open enough to be able to receive that information. But I wanted to go back to something else you said, because I feel like this is a buzzword in the space of personal development, especially with couples and coaching, is you said holding space. And we talk about this all the time. And for women, I feel like a lot of women are becoming more accustomed to what that means. Like even in my workshops and every program that I run, we do a lot around what it means to hold space. It's a big part of my job and line of work, is to hold space for other women. And for a lot of partners in this relationship, if they don't know what that means, like if a woman is coming and just be like, I just want you to hold space for me, like what would you say to that man or to the woman, even, of like, how do I even approach the topic of that conversation to allow my husband to do that for me?
Yeah, again, meet them where they are. Mm-hmm. Hold space for him. Mm-hmm. Create the opening for him to vent or to talk.
I want you to get like really specific, yeah, yeah. Of like, okay,
so what are you desiring? What is the woman desiring?
to be heard and seen for the most part. So I really want you to get specific because, like, for instance, you, just like you said, to do it almost in reverse, to be like, I would love to have this space for you to say whatever you need to say with no judgment and like almost lead the way. Is there anything that would feel really supportive of a woman coming to a man when she's trying to open that door?
Yeah. I mean, you can say exactly word for word what you just said. You know, right, make sure it's in the right context, make sure you're in the right settings, make sure that everything around you would be okay. But you have to create that specifically days in advance to where you're like, this day at this time, I'm creating this space. Hey, you're getting off work. I want to make sure that I can have time to talk to you about something that's very important. Can you see anything getting in the way of 30 to 45 minutes for us to spend time together? Mm-hmm. But when you preface it that way and you say like, I need you to be here without judgment, without any of those things. But if they haven't done the work, they don't know what that even means. Mm-hmm. Presence heals. And so a lot of times that what I've seen is women don't know how to hold that space for themselves. And they can look to their significant other to hold the space to make them feel that certain way. But then you're giving all of your power away at that point. So can the woman hold space for herself enough to have the respect to command it from her significant other?
Mm-hmm. 'Cause I hear a theme. The theme is to be able to lead yourself in order to show up for your partner.
Correct.
Is that what you're saying? I feel like that was like the gist.
Yeah, I can't force you to do anything.
Right.
You know, I can, you know, imply, you know, whatever I want, but it's like, if you're not going to want to do it, you're not going to want to do it. And so that's fucking scary. That's scary for partners on either side. 'Cause it's like, well, what if you can't or won't? And then you start opening the door of like Pandora's box where you're like, what if this isn't my partner? What if this is never going to get better? And then who do you have?
Yourself.
That's it. That's all you have anyway. So it's like, it's just an illusion that we try to put in front of us and say, hey, look here, you know, my partner won't do this, so I'm going to stay stuck. Mm-hmm. That's what I do.
You just stay stuck. You're like the least stuck person that I know.
It's everybody's a little sticky in different ways.
Everyone is a little sticky. That's for sure. All right. So let's get into some of your own personal experience with being married. We've been married for 18 years this year.
No, together 18.
Together 18 years, married for 13 this year. So it's been a long ass time either way. I'd love for you to share some of your own challenges and situations in different seasons of life as my business was growing or as I was doing things that you were like, I don't know about this. I'm not too sure. Like, what did that really look like for you?
Yeah, that's a very broad question.
I want you to just take it wherever you want to take it. I'm leaving them open-ended to not get too specific because I want you to be able to navigate where you want to go.
Yeah, so I mean, my involvement is always continued to change. I don't sit still. You know, we learned a lot of my trauma responses in life and how I show up, you know, are based upon my nervous system. And we didn't know any of that before, right? We just did.
We just existed.
But like when you said, and you told me years ago, how when we first started dating, you just knew I was the one, right? And so, and I don't know if your listeners knew that when we weren't even dating yet. We were 15, 16 years old. I was 15. You were like 13, 12.
No, I was 12. You keep taking 14? It back farther every year. I think I was like 15 and I think you were like 17.
No, I was 16 for
16,
sure.
16 yeah, and I was like.
So I remember the day and I told 15. Mallory's dad that I was going to marry her. And so that's I love telling that story.
You can tell. I haven't told it on this.
Yeah.
On this
and so, you know, we were fucking kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were kids. And so any kind of growing up that we have done has been in, not in like respect, but like witnessing each other grow up and gradually continue to change, which has its pros and has its cons. Mm-hmm. You know, we haven't experienced much life as any life outside of each other as adults.
Mm-hmm. No, not at all.
You know, and we don't know it any other way. And so any preference that you have blocks you from any possibilities. And we just allowed ourselves to continue to explore more and more in different possibilities. But I mean, it wasn't until, you know, the last couple of years where we really looked at how we were living. And I mean, even to this day, creating huge intentions around what I want, my business, the family. I mean, for the longest time, I blamed the family for me having to work so hard or for, you know, living in the house and all these things. And all I was trying to do was not make active choices and changes in my life. And it was like this was just a byproduct of me not being able to sit still and be present. you know? And so as we learn and as we evolve, as I learn and as I evolve as an individual, I get to get better. And then I get to bring that back to the family. And it's nothing but a pleasure to be able to raise a family with you and to build a life and, you know, and continue to grow, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you answered the question.
I forgot the question before you even asked it.
The question was your own experience when my business really started to grow to expand.
Yeah, that was right before my panic attack happened.
I know. We haven't gotten into your panic attack on this show because, you know.
Yeah, my spiritual awakening.
Yeah.
I remember that. You know, I always wanted you to, but you had businesses before. Mm-hmm. And I think you also had businesses that were more successful than what you were experiencing when you started your coaching business. You know, you had other businesses that mm-hmm. created good revenue and that, you know, you had that brick and mortar store and you mm-hmm. had all those, and there was no, but I also wasn't, I don't want to put this. I was at a point where I was distracted by my business and what I was building. Mm-hmm. And so there was like no competition. I had to do what I was supposed to do. You were supposed to do what you're supposed to do. And then my whole life was spinning out of control at that point. When that took place, your business started to grow and I felt like maybe you were starting to change. You were starting to outpace me, outgrow me. And that was a very scary time. That was really scary for me. I didn't know if I was going to make it out of that one. That one mm-hmm. was tough. Yeah.
Yeah. So what came of that? Like what I obviously know what came of that, but really what unfolded as far as your nervous system work and your own growth trajectory from that?
Yeah. So I consume, I'm a consumer of information. I know a lot of stuff about a lot of stuff. And I love doing research and I love learning, and like my capacity and bandwidth to comprehend is amazing. And I'm very blessed with that. And I never knew what I didn't know. And I didn't know that I was afraid to feel. I didn't know that I was afraid to. So really what took place was all of my knowledge was just intellect. And knowledge is not power until it's actually applied. And so for me, knowing this information, it was almost like a defense mechanism to be like, oh yeah, I know the work. Oh yeah, I know this. Oh yeah, I know this. Oh yeah, I can spot this off. And I remember this. And I know this guy's work. And it's really allowing it to all come back together. You know, I remember, you know, meditating for, you know, I used to wake up at 4 a.m. to meditate for an hour and then work out and do all these things every single morning. And I was miserable. I was fighting and I didn't even realize, because the personal development space tells you all the time, another list, another thing that you have to do, something else that you have to create in order for you to be successful, right? Mm-hmm. And success is measured in infinite amount of ways, but I never saw it that way. You know, I see it now that, you know, you have to do something. And people that are spiritual, but they're broke, it's very challenging. They could be happy and they could, but the world was designed for you to have it all. And whatever that all is for you is really your own experience. And for me, I had to make that mean enough, you know, and that was like one of the missing pieces for me, where that didn't mean like, I was like, well, how is this going to affect Mallory? How is this going to affect my workers? How is this going to affect my kids, my mom, whatever? And that was just all a distraction to be like, hey, if this is the only thing that I get to feel for the rest of my life, like present moment, like that's okay. That's what I want to experience. That's where life is actually taking place. So for me, it was really just making sure that I mattered, making sure that my needs, that I was meeting my own needs, that I wasn't neglecting myself and allowing myself to you know, be a victim of my own thought patterns and processes and stories, and really saying, okay, where is this coming from? And having those like still moments where you're like, oh, that's coming from the past because X, Y, Z. Oh, okay. Now I get it. So, okay, what am I going to do differently in this moment? What am I going to do differently right now so I can then show up differently, not for you, but for me? How can I show up differently for me and then show up in the world and create from a place of love and open-heartedness and a whole body of truth rather than fear?
Yeah, I think you summed that up pretty good. I feel like that's kind of been the trajectory, because it's not where we're going, but that's been like what was laid out in the last couple of years. And I feel like you've done a really great job at doing that, because it was a really hard season of life. How many years ago was that? What year was that? That
2021.
2021, 2024 now. So almost 3 years ago, I think, this
3 years,
summer.
June, yeah.
It's like a complete 180 when people, you know, they're like, oh yeah, I know. I'm like, but have you met him again since, you know,
come on,
the dark ages?
I don't mean anybody. Come on.
You don't meet anybody. You literally know everybody. Yeah. What do you mean? You know everybody who knows everybody and their mom and what kind of car they drove.
I do remember That's, people from their cars.
It's creepy. So if you ever run into him out and you kind of know him from back when, he'll tell you where you live, what kind of car you drove, like all the tea, all the details.
Yeah.
It's creepy, but it's also comes in handy sometimes.
It does.
It is. We called him I called him the lurker in high school. I don't think I talked about that on the show yet, but you know, lurking around doing your thing. But I think cheeks. You've done, huh?
Slapping cheeks.
Slapping cheeks. I think you've done a cheek slapping job over the last of this crazy like season, because you are really a different person. And it's been really awesome to see.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. All right. So two more questions. One being, because again, not many men listen, but sometimes, you know, we'll send podcasts to our husbands and spouses and be like, I think you should listen to this. And because I have a lot of women who listen to this show who are either well into their personal development, growth, healing journey, or just dipping a toe. What do you say? Toe tattling? That's not a thing, but I'm going to remember that.
It's definitely, listen, DM Mallory, because that's a freaking thing.
Toe tattling is not a thing.
Yeah.
Toe tapping.
No, not
dipping
tattling.
A toe,
no.
Like dipping a toe like that. You could dip a toe, but toe tattling. Maybe it is a thing. I don't know. We'll fact check that. So anyone, these women who listen, many different stages of their own growth and personal development journey. If they were to send this clip, if they're thinking of investing in themselves either for the first time or maybe at a completely new level, maybe you've invested in programs or workshops at a certain price point, but you're like, I'm ready to expand to the next level. And that's going to require more time, money, and energy as the currency that I'm working with. What would you say to the husband or partner who's like, I don't know. Like, what would you say to that husband, like that reassurance or encouragement to really see how awesome it is to watch your partner expand in that way?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what I would tell the husbands on this side is, you know, investing in the most valuable resource on this planet. Like, you're never going to have a business partner or somebody that you're going to share so intimately in life with than your significant mm-hmm. other. Investing in yourself is one of the most valuable things that you can ever do. You can lose a degree. You can lose. I mean, there's so many things in life that you can lose, but you can't lose when you invest in yourself, like ever. You know, us as a couple, I mean, we spent close to 7 figures in coaching and in programs and things. But if you're able to cut a check to get somewhere faster, mm-hmm. you know, or cut a check to solve a problem, you no longer have a problem, right? And so what's the return on investment of having a happier marriage, a happier spouse, somebody that can lead with you, especially my friends that are entrepreneurs, the men that are listening that have their own businesses, and they're like, none of this stuff makes sense. Mm-hmm. And I would never hire a coach and I would never do something like that. It's like, you know, how powerful would it be if you had a supportive role in your life that understood exactly what it takes to want to change and grow and have those things? Really, what it is, I find it hard to believe. Maybe small about it's about the money. Men make it about the money because it's easier to say that than hey. And a lot of times they just don't know. Mm-hmm. This makes me uncomfortable because I don't want you to change. I want you to stay the same. I like you just how you are, just how you look. Mm-hmm. Don't change. You know, and that's a trauma response of being like, I don't want you to grow because what's going to happen then? And a lot of times, you know, you're going to have to walk them through that. You know, you're going to have to be open and walk them. So like, what is it that's, you know, curiosity is really going to show up extremely well here when you're like, so what is it that makes you not want me to join this group? You know, what is it when I start talking about joining this or buying this book or taking time to go meditate or go do yoga, what is it that affects you? What is it like? What are you actually thinking
mm-hmm.
when this happens? Do you feel something in your body? And like your Jedi mind hacking that individual to then start thinking and feeling at a deeper level. And that's really the point of what you're doing anyway. So you can use it as a way to show your significant other the growth that they could experience, the growth that you could experience, having taking the initiative to go ahead and actually, you know, invest in yourself or you know, the relationship.
Yeah, I think that's a perfect answer. Because what I'm hearing is, and we've talked about this in our couples mastermind and previous podcasts and all of these things, is that with men, and I'll speak just to this because this is the role that we're in right now, is there's a fear there for the husband or boyfriend or partner. And instead of coming at your husband with, we say this all the time, getting curious instead of criticizing them, instead of saying like, well, you always feel this way, or I feel this way because you said this thing, like, just really allow yourself to get curious with your partner and ask what it's bringing up with them when you talk about growth at a completely different level. And a lot of it is what you're saying is, it may not be the overall investment. It may just be an underlying fear that there, that money is like the front for.
Yeah. And you can really use it as a great learning, because however they reacted to that, they're usually going to react to other circumstances and situations in your relationship as well. And when you can stay grounded and calm and say, oh, there it is. That same thing that you don't
say it like that.
There it is. That's the exact tempo that I use when I catch myself. And that's why I said it so aggressively. Like,
yes.
That. And so you can literally, you can say to, you know, your significant other, hey, this is the same reaction that you had when we talked about XYZ, when we talked about this program. What's going on with that? Because all I did was ask you to take the garbage out. So it's, and start watching those responses and
well, and also what, like, cause I'm severely triggered by your tone. Okay. We talked about this on our last show. And you just want to be very mindful of the way that you're approaching the conversation. Cause I'm extremely sensitive to tone. So just be very mindful. Cause if you have a partner who is very similar to that, they may automatically feel like you're coming at them and feeling judged about what it is you're saying. So just really understand the dynamic of your relationship. And if you've been with your person for quite some time, you may know these things, or you can even set up a conversation to be like, hey, is something, if I say something this way, or if I, you know, express something this way, does that bring anything up for you? Cause I'm really trying to improve my overall communication skill, and just be really honest in the moment and not try to come at the other person. You know?
Yeah, it's gonna take a long time too.
It takes a fucking long time. Yeah. You've been together 18 years and shit still triggers me. You'll be like, hey, and I'll be like, ah, what did I do? I just sent you that meme that was like, it was like the wife texting the husband, and she's like, hey, what time is dinner at? And he just responded, 7:30. And she's like, why do I feel like you hate me right now? And he's like, I meant 7:30, my angel princess. So what time dinner's at? That's the kind of communication that I need. So just in case you need a reminder, I send you those all the time, because that's how I am.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. I feel like you answered that really well. I feel like that's really helpful. Hopefully we'll pull that clip and be able to post that. I feel like a lot of men will get a lot of value from what you said. Last question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready? You could give yourself permission to do one thing. What would it be?
I could give myself permission to... Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. It is. I ask all the guests now.
I would say permission to stop judging myself.
Ooh, that's a good one. What would be your first step?
Letting go.
Okay.
Letting go, being present.
Let it go.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's like, you imagine what you could do or who you could be if you didn't judge yourself.
Mm.
Like what could you create if you, and anybody that says they don't judge themselves or others, they just haven't done any work yet. Here's the thing. You can separate yourself from the reaction of it. So I judge this person because they walked or drove a certain way, and then you could get triggered. You could get, you know, a visceral reaction in your body, like, oh, whoa, you know, or somebody can talk shit behind you and you can hear them. And then that's the reaction, right? So like my number one thing on freedom or sovereignty is to have freedom and don't have autonomic responses to what's going on in my life. Just become the observer, mm-hmm. like watching myself. Why are you getting so upset right now? Why are you getting so excited right now? Like, what's going on inside your physical body that's creating this frequency and vibration to where, okay, I'm now attracting all of these things because of the way I felt. So imagine being able to step away and say, I'm not going to judge me because I felt bad about that. I'm not going to judge me because I felt good about that. Like, how easy would you be able to flow through life? You know, and especially for men, if men are listening to this, it's not about flowing through life. That's women's gig, right? That's what
you
they
flow too.
Yes. However, yes. But like you have to, you know, and one of our mentors, he told me, he goes, 70% in the moment, 15% in the past, 15% in the future, but you constantly have to be working towards something, creating something new. You know, and one of the things that I was thinking the other day was people, you know, spirituality, right? Especially when you get into the, like the law of, you know, abundance and dynamics and like all these things, and you're creating, but like you always remind me, like you have to do something, right? And taking massive action, Tony Robbins, always take massive actions. But when you can do it from a grounded, safe place, the whole world is going to start to revolve around your corners. I don't know if your listeners know this or not.
Say it. What is it?
They might not know this.
What kind of facts you got?
The entire universe revolves around them.
Oh.
Each and every one of you.
Yes. Who were you telling that to the other day? Was it our kids?
I don't know.
I don't remember who you were telling that to.
But the whole world revolves around you. And
you know how people say, like, the world doesn't revolve around you.
But it does. But it does. Like, trick, like.
Slapping cheeks. Sure does.
Two Saturdays ago, there was a full moon. Just for you. Like, that's it. Like, the whole, everything happens around you as a reaction to you. And I'm like, whoa. So being able to understand one of my favorite songs, Dan It, right? Heart, something like that.
And oh, so, gosh, I can't remember the name.
Yeah,
of it
when,
now.
It, when it goes,
can you sing it?
Seekers blind the human heart. The only way to get through you is to you, through you.
I know the song. It's such a good song. I'll
and
put that
like
on the next playlist.
The only way, if I'm seeking, then I'm not being. And if I'm not, if I'm seeking something, that's separating me from it. So remember, like, we are creating from this place, this frequency, this love, this place that is only peace and happiness. And it's like, well, then why the fuck don't I feel that way? Because something's got to be changed. Something's got to be shifted. And that's what taking action takes you.
Yeah, man. I feel like that is the perfect answer. Long answer, but it was great. And that's a huge part of the masterclass that I'm teaching. Actually, when this episode comes out, it's day one. So if you want to jump into day two and day three, if you're listening this in real time when this episode releases, just head over to my Instagram at Mallory Campbell and you can just join the 3-day free workshop, because once the 3 days are over, that price will go up. It'll be listed as $111. So you'll get it for free up until Thursday, if you're listening to this in real time, March 14th. But yeah, you can join for free if you're listening right now. And I feel like everything that you talked about was exactly what we're going to be covering. And it was wonderful, wonderful answers.
All connected.
If people want to follow you, where do they go?
At @Jeremiah_Campbell.
Yeah.
On IG.
On IG, follow him over on Instagram. You'll be having a podcast come out at some point, totally different target audience, but equally just the same. So if you have a husband, if you're listening, send him over that way, because I'm sure you'll be dropping some nuggets and slapping cheeks over there. It should be in your intro. Welcome to my podcast, Slapping Cheeks, like hashtag slapping cheeks. I might start hashtagging that for this episode. I don't know. It's going to be great. But maybe I'll have you back on again. I don't know. We'll see how the reviews do on this episode. I'm only kidding. You're always welcome back. The only man that's been on the show so far. We might have another couples mastermind coming in 2025. So stay on the lookout for that. And then I have some big announcements coming this week. If you are subscribed to my email list, you guys already know what that is. And then after the 3-day masterclass, there will be something really exciting opening to you guys. That's a very limited amount of spots and availability. It's going to be incredible. And if you are somebody listening to this who's been thinking about coming to the retreat this July with me in the Midwest, head over to my Instagram at Mallory Campbell. My website is almost done, so you will be able to check everything out there. And then until next time, we'll see you next week.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you. Hey, Quantum Queen, thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you love this show, please make sure you've subscribed and that you've left us a rating and review. It helps get the show out to more activated women just like yourself. And if you really want to continue the conversation outside of the podcast, come find me over on Instagram at Mallory Campbell and make sure you're following the show at Permission to Activate. And if you really want to go deeper, head on over to themallorycampbell.com and subscribe to my email list where I share weekly energy drops right to your inbox every Sunday. See you on the next episode of the Permission to Activate podcast.